We must remember we have only one life, and it's a wonderful thing if we can teach our children and young people to take that life seriously from day one. So many people waste so much of their life, and they realize the loss that they've suffered only when they get into eternity, and it's too late. They get into eternity and look back over their life and say, so much of my life was wasted. God brought me to situations, and I chose the easy path always. And so my character never developed. God has ordained in this world, because there's sin in the world, there's only one way for us to be spiritual, and that is to deny ourself, die to the choices our self wants, and choose Christ. See, when God created man, he was perfect, and the garden was, everything was perfect. There wasn't a single thorn or thistle or anything to hurt anybody. But the moment man sinned, God told him, from now on, this is in Genesis 3 and verse 18, God told Adam, because you listened to the voice of your wife and what the devil tempted him to disobey God, therefore thorns and thistles, Genesis 3:18, will grow for you, and you will, in the sweat of your face, you will eat bread. God has ordained that if we want to become spiritual, we have to choose a life of self-denial. I was reading when the apostles went to a particular place to preach. I want you to read this verse in Acts chapter 14 and verse 22. It looks like a contradiction, but you need to understand the truth here. Acts 14:22, the apostles strengthened the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith. And how did they encourage them? How do you encourage somebody? Say some nice words to him. These are the words he said. Through a lot of difficulties and tribulations, you will enter God's kingdom. Is that how you encourage people? When you go to encourage somebody, you go and tell them, well, you're going to face a lot of tribulation, brother. And you've got to face it and go through that to enter God's kingdom. That is the type of encouragement the apostles gave to the disciples. In other words, if you choose the easy path, you're not going to enter into God's kingdom. You're going to have a useless life. And it's very important that we teach our young people and children to choose that difficult path always. Because Jesus, you know, to encourage them by saying, through many tribulations, through many trials, through self-discipline, and denying your own desires, you will possess God's kingdom. Why is it we find so many Christians who never laid hold of God's kingdom, whose life seems to be not counting for God, who don't understand what it means to take up the cross every day and deny yourself? The word self-denial in different situations is so unknown, especially among young people. It's very important that we teach our children from a very early age to deny themselves, not to give them everything they ask for, not to give them everything they want. It'll spoil them. See what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 about the two ways. He said, there is a way that leads to life, and there's a way that leads to destruction. And the way that leads to life is narrow and constricted. And the way that leads to destruction is broad. It's an easy path to go. And that's the way most people choose. That's the way a lot of young people are choosing. This is the easy path. Let me choose this. It goes to destruction. And there's another way where there's a lot of denial. I can't enjoy myself so much, and I have to discipline myself and say no to so many situations. But that leads to life. Matthew 7 verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate. Because the way to destruction is broad. It's very easy to walk along that path. You don't have to be careful where you're walking. You can walk so wide a way that you can, you know, deviate and go here and there and you won't miss the path. Go straight to destruction. But the road to life, the gate is very small and the way is very constricted. And very few find it. Verse 14. So that is why the apostles encourage people by saying you can enter God's kingdom by facing tribulation and accepting it. Now, if we were to be given a choice of a path that is easy and a path that's full of trials, most people would choose the easy path. But that's the reason they do not develop in their life. I often think of I've often quoted also the example you see in these, outside these gyms, the gymnasiums, picture of a muscular man with muscles all over the place. I mean, I didn't even realize there are so many muscles in a body. And how did he get that? It is not by choosing the easy path. That guy went into that gymnasium, subjected every part of his body with all types of instruments and to develop his muscles, and went through strain day after day after day after day for maybe 10 years. And then you see this muscular body. It's exactly the same spiritually. You see a person whose life has become extremely useful to God. And he started out just like you. But you chose the easy path. And so you had a wasted life at the end of it. And that person chose the path that was narrow and constricted of denying self, where he had an option to enjoy himself or deny himself. He chose to deny himself because Jesus said, you cannot follow me unless you deny yourself. And the end result is a wasted life. The sad thing is, he'll realize it only when he gets into eternity. I've often felt this, that when I get into eternity and I look back over my life, yeah, we've all made mistakes. But if, to the best of our knowledge, we have said, Lord, I want to choose the path that you walked of self-denial. I believe if you make that choice every time you have a choice and think of the final result, where how it's going to be, you will have no regret when you get there. Paul said at the end of his life, I fought a good fight and I've finished my course. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.